Now that tenure no longer exists under Florida law, the Hillsborough County Teachers Union is negotiating for new ways to protect due process and teacher terminations. Stephanie Baxter Jennings is the executive director of the union and says Hillsborough never had extensive tenure for teachers to begin with.
Unlike people's common perception, it's not a job for life. It didn't give people a permanent job they could never lose. It did simply provide due process. If you were going to lose your job, you were told why you were going to lose your job. You were given the opportunity to improve, and you'd have a chance for a hearing before being terminated. So basic due process protections is all the law ever provided. We're just trying to make sure, since we no longer have that law, to incorporate those types of things in our contract.
She said the union has had to adapt their negotiations to address the new law.
Well, right now we're at this stage. We're still discussing lots of changes back and forth for both our contracts, for both our teachers and our ESPs. It is technically a year where we're only supposed to be talking about monetary items. Because of some of the changes made in Tallahassee, our teacher's contract we are dealing with some language changes, which we wouldn't otherwise be doing this year. So we're just going back and forth on those and trying to figure out how to make changes that work for all of us and comply with some of the changes they've done in Tallahassee.
And in tough economic times, she said teachers still must deal with pay cuts.
All of our teachers and our ESPs are starting the year out with a 3% pay cut. So I think in tough economic times for everyone, that's certainly hitting their budgets hard, and it's a tough time for everybody.
Although the union has tried to compensate for less teacher pay, Baxter Jennings said the school board won't budge on the issue.
We've made certain requests that the district has already said they are not going to have the money to meet, but we did request that each employee get 3% to make up for that cut. We've already been told that's not going to happen.
Both the union and the school board are interested in avoiding additional layoffs, and Deputy Superintendent Dan Valdez said the school board will do all that it can to protect teacher due process during potential terminations.
That all went away with the invent of 736. And so we're now under an annual contract rule, and as everyone knows, our evaluation, which is one of the primary facilitators if you ever reach a stage of termination. The new evaluation has a section in it based on student performance specifically.
Valdez said the school board is proposing a non-probationary status that would provide ample due process for teachers and would be the new protection for teachers who would have been tenured under former law.
The language we're talking about now is serve 3 successful years and be reappointed for your 4th year, you would move into the non-probationary status.
Teachers who have had tenure before passage of Senate Bill 736 will retain all of their benefits.
Those that had tenure retain it, but in the future you will never earn a status of tenure. You'll be non-probationary. You'll have similar rights, but your student scores and your evaluation will be much different than they were in the past, and that's the status that we're using right now. We're going through that first year. Last year we ended first year of new evaluation and inclusion of student scores.
Now teachers will be eligible for non-probationary status, which only contracts teachers 1 year at a time rather than multiple years at a time.
And they have the right, the employee has a right to ask for a hearing in front of members of the superintendent staff. Non-probationary is also based on performance and documentation, but their rights end at the level of the school board. The termination is done by the school board.
Neither Valdez nor the union representatives would say much about the ongoing negotiations, and Valdez said neither party will get all their demands.
I don't think we're deadlocked on any issues. I think there are several issues that are going to be difficult to resolve, and we'll just have to work through them. And you're right, we have had a spirit of cooperation for many, many years, and we work through the issues. We never can walk away saying we agreed on every issue, but we'll reach a reasonable conclusion.
Today marks the second month of negotiations, and teachers will continue to consider legal language proposed by the school board. You can find more information online at WMNF.org/news. Reporting from Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.